pray that Jesus will show himself to all of us and we will all know him for who he is, the Son of the living God and our only Savior. How am I doing on my 18 minutes? I'm not quite sure. I haven't been looking myself. So here we go. So on we go to the next bit. We've thought about what's your judgment of Jesus. What's your judgment of other people? What's our judgment of other people like? We read earlier in the first few verses of John chapter 9, this is the problem with old technology, you see. You turn over too many pages at once. There we go. We read the disciples' reaction to other people. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 3. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man's nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." The disciples see this blind man, and their immediate reaction is one of judgment. Who sinned, this man or his parents? We can be just like that in our lives. I know I often am. I'm quick to judge. We can be just like that in our lives and in the church. Quick to see the wrong. Quick to judge. Quick to blame. Quick to pour scorn. But what does Jesus say? This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Oh, no, that's too far. Or have I gone the wrong way? Just a moment. Oh, no, I didn't change the last slide. That's what it is. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Do we look to see how the works of God might be displayed in people? Even through their problems, even through their difficulties, even through their failings? Are we there for people, alongside them through all the trials and difficulties and problems of life? Jesus was for this blind man that we've heard about, and for all. Are we looking to see how God is going to restore and heal and renew and bring glory to himself through people's lives? We should be. Jesus was. Or are we with the disciples? Who sinned? Who went wrong? Who fell? Focusing on the bad and the difficult, rather than looking to see how the works of God might be displayed in people as they live through with Jesus the difficulties of life, the problems that they encounter. Think about it. As the song we sometimes sing says, everyone needs compassion, the kindness of a Savior. Are we going to show that kindness? Are we going to show the kind of love that Jesus did? Or are we going to be like those disciples? Who sinned? Who went wrong? Who fell? Looking for the bad rather than seeing how God can restore and heal and build people up. Everyone needs compassion, the kindness of a Savior. Now, I must be well through my 18 minutes now, so let's turn over again. Right. Now, hopefully, we'll get the next slide up. Yeah? Yeah, we have. But what about when we are the one with the problems, like the blind man? Problems at home. We all get that. Perhaps problems in the family. Very often we get that too. Problems at work. Yeah, that happens. Problems in relationships. Yeah, that happens too. Problems at school, problems at college, problems at university, the problems of life. The man who had been blind had problems. His parents were disowning him. He'd been thrown out of the synagogue, which made him almost an outcast. Oh, next slide it says here. Yeah, there we go. And I've got to read these verses. John 9, verses 35 to 38. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You've now seen him. He is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus finds him. In his problems, Jesus comes alongside and is there for him. In the midst of his problems, Jesus is there with him and he worships Jesus. In the depth of our problems, whatever they may be, all those ones that I outlined just now and others, Jesus, the light of the world, comes alongside and is there for us and with us. And in the midst of our problems, hard and difficult as it may be, perhaps we can worship him. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Well, I think that's probably enough for me. I think I'm over my 18 minutes by now. You'll probably say, "Well, he hasn't said much about Jesus being the light of the world." And you're probably right. But think about what I have said. What is your judgment of Jesus? Who do you think Jesus is? Because otherwise, the rest of these Sundays during August won't make any sense whatsoever. Think about who Jesus is and what your judgment of Jesus is. Who do you think he is? And what's your judgment of other people and God at work in them? Do you condemn like the disciples or lift them up like Jesus? Jesus, light of the world, will find you in your problems. Bring yourself with all your problems and the situations you find yourself in to him, and he comes alongside you, and perhaps in the midst of all those difficulties, you will be able to worship him. And that's it. I'm going to sit down now. But at the very end of the service, when you're sort of milling about and talking to people and things, I'm hoping, if the technology works, that we might have a song about people's judgment of Jesus. Just going on in the background. It's by Larry Norman, an ancient Christian rock singer. Anybody remember Larry? Oh, yeah, well, there must be some people here who are as old as me. Wow. Listen to the words. Listen to the words, if it works. And that's it from me. I'm going to sit down. Oh, before I sit down, I'm going to turn myself off, because otherwise you'll hear me when I go down and say, "Phew, I'm glad that's over." I'm not sure whether... Oh, dear.
Philip, thank you so much.